This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Should you find yourself on the East Coast in the few remaining weeks of summer, even as challenging as this summer has been, say Washington, D.C. or Philadelphia, there are museums aplenty for you to visit. The National Children's Museum, the National Liberty Museum, the Museum of Natural History, the National Bonsai Museum, while you're at it. What you're not going to find is a national museum of this country's economy and its finances. The National Park Service, though, does want to change that. It wants to turn the original First Bank of the United States, built in 1797, into a new museum of the American economy. From WHYY in Philadelphia, Peter Crimmins has our story.
The First Bank of the United States was a glimmer in the eye of Alexander Hamilton, yes, that Hamilton of the musical, who went to the mat against Thomas Jefferson to establish a national banking system. Hamilton's centralized banking system did not last, but the building is still there in Philadelphia, not far from Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell. It's been closed to the public for about 50 years, but National Park spokesman Andrew McDougall says people are still coming just to stand on Alexander Hamilton's steps.
This was in the works before that came about, but the Hamilton did spark a lot of interest, especially for park visitors, because they wanted to see the exterior of Hamilton's bank.
McDougall himself was standing on those steps during a ceremony this summer to announce the Park Service is close to raising $50 million, mostly from the 2020 Great American Outdoors Act, to transform the First Bank of the United States into a new museum of the American economy. The Independence Historical Trust is raising the money for the new museum. Its director is Thomas Caramanico.
We tell the story of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Revolutionary War, but we don't tell the story of money. We're going to finally be able to tell that story in this building.
Some of the stories will show how the nation has been shaped by things like wealth, land ownership, and the economy of slavery. Exhibition designer Andrea Warby explains.
You'll meet Priscilla, an enslaved woman who lived to be about 65 years old on a South Carolina rice plantation. She contributed to her enslaver's wealth through field and housework and the birth of 10 children.
There are very few places you can visit to learn about the history of the economy. Many branches of the Federal Reserve across the country have money museums set up in their lobbies. One of the largest is in Chicago, which gets more than 50,000 visitors a year. The U.S. Mint in Philadelphia, only blocks away from the First Bank, has nearly 250,000 people visit every year. Visitors can see how the federal government strikes coins and get a primer on how money built the nation.
People come here because it's money. People love money. They love the history.
The Mint's Tim Grant says the history of the country is literally written on its money. When America won its independence, it was still completely reliant on foreign currencies.
There were many coins in circulation. The most used was the Spanish piece of eight, but there was other foreign coinage as well. So it could be confusing for a merchant. We knew we had to put a mint together.
Grant points to a painting of George and Martha Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Alexander Hamilton reviewing new U.S. coins in 1792. The National Park Service plans to open its new Museum of the American Economy in 2026, in time for the nation's 250th birthday. In Philadelphia, I'm Peter Crimmins for Marketplace.